Ladies and gentlemen, my name is
Scott.
Hey, yo.
Is that his younger brother? It's gotta be
Jeff.
The cream will rise to the top, oh yeah.
And you're listening to
all of the great action figures from our good friends at Hasbro.
The Fully Posable.
Have your own WrestleMania with all your favorite figures.
Wrestling figure.
He's sold separately from LJN.
Podcast.
And we are the Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling.
Hey, welcome to episode 94 of the Fully Posable Wrestling Figure Podcast. My name is Jeff. Sitting alongside next to me is my real-life brother, not storyline brother, Scott. Scott, say hello.
Hello.
Scott, on this show is the show that everybody's been wanting us to do. We're going to cover Ringside Fest.
Yes, we have a lot of news. And actually, right off the bat, I thought you meant that listeners were just overall excited for episode 94.
No, I know that a lot of listeners are actually excited for episode 100.
Oh, yeah, we might have some announcements regarding episode 100 fairly soon.
Yep, those are coming up. So we're going to cover Ringside Fest. We are going to push off the new nostalgia to next week, and then we're going to round everything out with a listener audio question, email, and Godfather's hat. What you think?
I love it. Let's dust off that hat.
It was used yesterday for Halloween.
Nice. So you dressed up as a pimp?
No. What's a pimp? What?
He's the guy who brings ladies to the ring with him.
That's what that is.
Yep. All about education here, folks.
You can follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Snapchat, and the Book of Faces at Fully Posable, Instagram, Fully Posable, WFP. You can go back and listen to any of our past podcasts, FullyPosablePodcast.com, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast from. Please rate and review on iTunes. Scott, I remembered the iPod this week.
Nice job, sir. At least you did it this week. And might I say, your intro this week is very professional compared to the horrible outro that you left last week. I think you're redeeming yourself quite well this week.
Speak for yourself. That was excellent.
You mean my version of it?
Yeah, mine was just a train wreck, dude.
Yeah, yours was a car crash happening in slow motion, dude.
I messed up at the very beginning of the outro. And I'm like, I don't have the strength and energy to just keep going.
Yeah, there was no righting that ship. It was just on a crash course. We did the best we could, folks. It was late on Friday. But Jeff, you are doing an excellent job this week on the intro.
Oh, I still got time.
Yeah, it could still go sideways. It's happened before.
This came from Mike the Cleaner. The subject was awesome. He said, the one and only stop for wrestling figure fans. Jeff and Scott are fire on the mic. What are you waiting for? Download and subscribe. Hashtag Fig Life.
Good brother, Mike.
Good brother. Yes, thank you, Mike, for sending that in over a year ago.
Thank you, Mike.
And you can send in any audio questions, or anything else at all to fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. Scott, did you do any toy spotting this past week?
Actually, I don't know if it counts as toy spotting, but one half of the benefactors asked what I wanted for Christmas. And I said, the only thing I want is WWE 2K18 for the PS4, the Seen Enough edition. So one half of the benefactors did, in fact, get me that. And I asked her if I could just get the game out of it, because I can't wait until Christmas to play the game, dude. I can't. I can't wait that long. It's not going to happen. I'm seeing too many cool pictures on Twitter of people doing cool stuff, and I'm like, I got to play it. So I busted the game out. I opened it all up. And I did put a couple of the pictures up on Twitter, but I got to hold that Cena that came with that set, the Cena mm-hmm. Mattel figure, and the Cena autograph from when he won his world title from AJ. And, dude, just what an awesome set. That was the extent of my toy spotting, but, dude, that was just so awesome opening that thing up and getting that Cena figure out. I think it's a cool Cena figure. The shirt looks a little bit funky, but being the rarity of it, I'm going to forgive it, and it's awesome looking. But that's really all the toy spotting I did, if that even counts. It was a busy holiday, or a busy Halloween weekend, I should say. We had a party on Saturday, getting stuff ready on Friday. Sunday was, you know, that was the Hasbro show. So just a lot of stuff going on, and I just haven't had a chance to get out toy spotting. If Big Lots counts, I did look at Big Lots, and they did not have any elites. They just had a few basics laying around, so I'm still waiting on our Big Lots to restock. But that's the extent of my toy spotting.
Now, have you played the 2K game yet?
I have not, surprisingly enough, I'm like, I got to play it, and I have not yet played it. The reason I haven't played it is because when you first put the game in, it needs a certain amount of data in order to install the game and be able to play it, and I am out of space on my PS4, so I need to get my hands on an external drive, and once I do that, probably a 2 terabyte, and then once I'm able to back up some stuff that's on there and free up a little bit of space and put everything else on the external drive, I can put 2K18 on there and play, but I can't wait. I just got to get my hands on an external drive.
That's why I can't play video games these days, dude. I just can't. The good old days of Super Nintendo or Nintendo, you just pop the cartridge in and the game was ready to go. There was no downloading, uploading, anything like that.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Like, the big joke with PlayStation, I don't know about Xbox, I don't own one, but with a PlayStation, like, you get a new game, it takes 4 hours to even play it, to even get started playing it, because you have to do the patch updates, you got to install everything, and blah, blah, blah. It's just, it's a hassle. But I'm really excited to finally get going on that. But I, like I said, I've got to get my hands on an external drive, probably a 2 terabyte one.
That's ridiculous, dude. 4 hours just to play one game.
Yeah, you think about it. If you put in a game in the past, like in your Nintendo or Super Nintendo, it didn't work, you just blew the bottom of it.
Yeah, you just blow on the cartridge and it's good to go.
Yeah, blow on the bottom of the cartridge, stick it back in, boom, suddenly it's working. That was the fix-all.
That's like, I saw a YouTube video and it showed 1980s and it showed a father and son sitting down to play Tecmo Bowl. And they're like, all right, son, you want to play a game? He's like, yeah, let's play Tecmo Bowl. So they fire up Tecmo Bowl on Nintendo, and they start the game right away. And then they cut to the 2000s, and they show a father and son sitting there. And he's like, hey, you want to play a football game? He goes, yeah, let's play Madden. And so they sit there, and they have to wait for the updates. So they cut back to the 1980s family, and they're like, man, that was a good game, son. You want to go get ice cream? He's like, yeah, let's go get ice cream. So they go and get ice cream, and they come back. And they cut back to the 2000s, and they're like, we got 15 minutes left on the update. Yeah. So they cut back to the 1980s family, and he goes, all right, you want to play a second game, son? And he goes, yeah, let's play a second game. He's all, I'm going to get you this time.
They haven't even played in the other one?
Yeah, they haven't even played in the other one.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, and it was really bad when we had AT&T. AT&T's not a sponsor of ours, so I can talk crap about them. When we had AT&T internet, it was just horrible because the uploads and downloads were so slow. It's a little bit better now that we have Comcast, but yeah, it's just funny, dude. Before you can even play your game, you've got to wait like 20 to 30 minutes for it to do its thing. So kind of goofy, definitely different from way back in the day.
Now, you also mentioned the Hasbro show.
Ooh, did I let that slip?
Yes. Why don't you go into that?
Yep. So this past weekend, we had Breaker and Chris on. Special guest Breaker, special guest Chris from FTC, and we covered all things WWF Hasbro from the 90s. We covered Series 1 all the way through the Green Card Series. We covered the rings. We covered the commercials. Basically, every figure that was released, we talked about them, and it was a lot of fun. It's going to be about a two-hour show, so depending on your drive, that might break up into a few sits, but it was a lot of fun. It was just good having Breaker and Chris on because we all collected them. We all have great memories of going to the store and finding them or getting them as gifts. And we share all of those memories and moments on the show. And I really think that a lot of people are going to just enjoy listening to it. Brings back a lot of good memories. It'll take you right back to the 90s.
Yeah, there was a lot of good stuff in that. It was a lot of fun. All you could tell the passion coming across.
Oh, absolutely. From everybody.
Yeah. So go back and download that show. If you're subscribed to us, it will automatically drop right in your subscription. Go and download that. It was just a lot of fun. As Scott said, it's a couple hours, but it just breezes by because it's just four people that share the same passion of Hasbro. So go back and download that. You'll certainly enjoy it. Hopefully it goes by quick for you.
Yeah, definitely. And the four of us are so close. We could have called it the HAS capital B, capital R, capital O show.
The Hasbro's?
Well, that's how close we are.
We're the bros?
Yeah, the Hasbro show.
Oh my God, that's a reach.
A little bit. That's okay, though.
I did not do any toy spotting this past week. Between editing the show, getting everything set up for Sunday, I didn't get out. I was the tool this past weekend.
Well, around Halloween, it's a little bit tough because there's parties and costumes and, you know, you're going out to get candy and decorating, and it's just, it's a lot of stuff going around Halloween, it seems, and you just don't get a chance to really go, like, if you are at the store, you're just picking up what you need and you bounce. You're not doing any toy spotting. So I get it, dude. We're just lagging on toy spotting because we have a lot of news to cover this week.
That was the other thing that took up a majority of my Sunday morning, was trying to keep up with all the news that was coming out from Ringside Fest.
Oh, man. I can't wait to talk about it. There's some really exciting stuff coming down the pike from Mattel. But yeah, dude, that was definitely Sunday. And you're constantly checking for updates. Did we miss something? And you're going back and zooming in on all the pics of the new figures that are coming out. And it's just, oh, can't wait. Lots of good stuff coming out.
Speaking of it, what do you say we jump into it?
Can't wait to talk about it.
You didn't know?
Scott, so what I did is I kind of put the least important stuff first and the most important stuff saved for the last in our show notes. I'm going to start off with notable battle packs that we saw. The Gallus and Anderson, that looked cool. Connor and Victor, they had their updated look. I think it was Victor that had half of his face painted. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, they look good for basics. I mean, they look really good.
The one that I actually really liked was Miz and Maurice dressed as Cena and Nikki Bella.
So that's a new Miz head sculpt.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Okay, I didn't know if I was the only one. I wouldn't actually classify, me personally, wouldn't classify it as terrible. It caught me off guard. Like, I didn't know who it was at first. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's Maurice, so that must be Miz. So I really had to zoom in and look. I can kind of see what they were trying to do. But overall, I think that new Miz head sculpt is a miss. And I think it's going to be used at least on a few basics. Not just the one in the battle pack.
I shouldn't say terrible. Terrible is reserved for Sasha Banks figures.
Yes.
I have to make sure I add the figures because that is what it's for.
Yeah. How dare you refer to Sasha Banks as terrible. But her figure, that's totally acceptable.
You know, if I was Bill from Mattel, honestly, I don't care how many times we have to go in and scan Sasha's face. I would be doing that constantly to try and get it accurate, and they can't do it. They just cannot capture the face.
If I had Wonder Woman's lasso, I would lasso Bill down and get his honest opinion of the Sasha Banks figures that they've put out so far, specifically that head sculpt.
What do you think of this? Because I'll tell you what I think of this.
Yeah, well, you know, the lasso of truth, he would have to spill the beans, and I just want to know what his opinion is. I mean, can he honestly look at that and say, oh yeah, dude, that's awesome. I have to agree if you're going for Homie the Clown, but if you're going for Sasha Banks, you're missing big time.
I won't repeat what Sasha sent out in a tweet regarding her first Elite, but that's what she thinks of it.
Yeah, so what do they do? They get a little worse. Brilliant.
They showed off the rest of Elite 55. Last week we saw on card, we saw Enzo, Ellsworth, and...
Neville.
And Neville, thank you. But they also showed off the new figures at Ringside, or the other three figures in this series at Ringside Fest. They showed off Badass Taker.
Yep.
They showed off Big Cass, and they showed off Brock. It's another Brock. Out of all of these, I may grab the Neville. I'm up in the air on the Ellsworth. I may. And Enzo and Taker. Those are the only ones I'm grabbing.
So you mean 4 of 6?
4 of 6.
So you can't say only. Because you're buying a majority of the set.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not getting Cass. I'm not getting Brock.
That Enzo's a total win, though, dude. That is an awesome figure.
Especially the microphone that it comes with.
Yeah, I know we talked about it last week, and this is supposed to be new news, but I've got to give it up for that Enzo. That thing is awesome. Despite your feelings on Enzo, you have to admit that's an awesome-looking figure.
Elite 56. Jack Gallagher, they showed off all of Elite 56. Jack Gallagher, he comes with the umbrella. They
looks as good as you thought he would.
Yep. Updated Roman Reigns, Samoa Joe, Gallus and Anderson that has a jacket. Gallus comes with the jacket. Anderson comes with the shirt. And a new AJ with an updated look. Passing on Samoa Joe, but here's something I want to say. I don't know what they did, but they redid Roman, and it looks good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't think that they've missed with many Romans, though. Like, I've thought most of the Romans they've done have been really good.
I didn't like the original Romans. Like, you compare the new Romans to the original Romans, like, came out with S.H.I.E.L.D. and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, okay. Now I see why they had to go in and retool some things on that one. But the new face scan is awesome. I'm not getting it. I have enough Roman figures. I'm good. But I got to give them compliments that they went in and they retooled things and updated the look and made it better.
Yeah. Yeah, I've like I said, I've never had really a problem with the Roman Reigns, but you're right. The new one is excellent.
Gallus and Anderson, I think I may grab those.
These are the accessories on this Gallows and Anderson Elite set. Those are the accessories that they were selling on that Chinese website, correct?
Correct.
The jackets?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. So, man, that was 6 months ago?
If not longer.
Yeah. Probably longer. And yeah, and we're just seeing them now. Like the actual figures out with those accessories. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Those things hit really early.
Now, what'd you think of the AJ?
It's okay.
Yeah, it's all right. They got a good updated look of AJ. It's good. He's in his blue tights and the black vest.
Yep.
Knowing me, I'm probably going to grab it. I kind of don't want to, but it's an updated AJ look. And I don't know. I'm an AJ mark. I'm a sucker for anything they put out, AJ.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a pass for me. I really want them to put out an AJ with a cloth vest and the hoodie.
I agree with you.
I don't want any more molded vest hoodie combos, dude. Put the cloth on there.
Yeah, I agree with you, dude.
Especially because if you're a little kid and you're playing with AJ, like his cool thing when he does his interest is he throws his hood back. You can't do that with a molded hood vest combo thing. That doesn't work.
I think that you can on this one.
You can put the hood on and then throw it back?
Yeah, I think it, because if it's the same hood as the one that is in the Elite 50 or 51 that was out just a few months ago.
Right.
I think there's a couple pegs that stick kind of in the jacket and the hood can go back and forth.
Okay, well then that's not bad. But still, it should be a cloth one. Just my opinion.
This is what happens when I don't open figures. I can't really verify that.
Yeah.
But the hood comes separate, so I figure you could probably do something like that.
Oh, okay, so it almost works like a swivel where you can just basically have it on his head or you could flip it back off of his head.
Yeah, you can pivot.
Pivot.
So this is going to be an Amazon exclusive. Stone Cold Steve Austin comes with the SCSU cutoff shirt and the 1998 title with the purple strap. Now, this is the weird part. It's an Amazon exclusive, but am I going to be able to find it at other places like the Andre? Because remember, Andre was supposed to be an Amazon exclusive, and next thing you know, he's at Toys R Us all over the place?
Yeah, yeah, Toys R Us had him. My guess is yes.
Oh, okay.
He's not going to only be on Amazon. I would guess that, yeah, at some point, he'll hit Amazon first, and then he'll be at Toys R Us.
So what'd you think of the figure?
I think it's a cool-looking figure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's another Austin. You know, this is the issue with Mattel, is they've been around since 2010, and they've put out in 7 years, almost eight now, a crap ton of Austins. So it's one you definitely don't have. It's the purple belt. You know, it's going to be different. So if that's the draw is the purple belt, that's awesome. But it's another Austin. Personally, I don't think it's better than his defining moment. And I don't know how many Austins you need in your collection. I mean, if you're a huge fan of Austin, like we are of KO, you're probably buying all the Austins, and that's cool. But if you just want one or two, I don't know. I would definitely go DM first,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe this one, maybe third or fourth.
I think I'm going to grab it. It does look cool. As you said, I've got a crap ton of Austins already, but I don't know.
Yeah. And even if you go back to like Jax too, I mean,
oh
gosh, that's a lot of Austins to have in your collection, you know?
I was an Austin fan, but I wasn't that big of an Austin fan.
Yeah, well, I don't know anybody that's a big enough Austin fan to have all of his Jax and all of his Mattels. That's like a room by itself.
Seriously. And cardboard cutouts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And 31-inch figures.
Yeah. They also had Ringside Collectibles exclusive. Shawn Michaels, he's in his green DX black tights with black chaps and a black and green DX vest. So I'm going to give a quick little plug here. Rant with Ant, he was at Ringside Fest, and he was talking on his Cool Comic Collected Twitch thing, and he said that this was the figure that everybody was talking about. He said everybody at Ringside Fest would not stop talking about this figure. And if they had it for sale, he said they would have sold out quick on that figure because that's the figure that everybody is talking about.
Yeah, that one's a definite purchase. That's all I have to say about that figure, dude. That figure's so awesome.
And you can use the fully posable code when you go to check out on that thing.
Save yourself 10%. But yeah, dude, perfect. Just perfect. Captures 97, 98. Ugh, such a good figure. Love it.
He's got his hair down in that one. It looks cool. Definitely grabbing it for sure.
No doubt about it. And the fact that it's an RSC exclusive, that just adds a little bit more to it. Not that it needed that, but dude, what a figure.
Then this was a Toys R Us exclusive. Are you ready for this one, Scott?
Oh, dude, I've been ready.
So from the awful gimmick box of WCW, they are putting out a Shark figure. Formerly Earthquake, John Tenta, who played Shark in WCW. What?
Completely out of left field. But I've got to say, they're cracking me up with their choices, dude. I mean, they've put out a Shockmaster. They've put out an Isaac Yankem. They've put out a Virgil with his convention sign. And dude, I'm telling you, they are so close to making that gobbledygooker figure. I'm telling you, dude, it's coming. I know it is. I know, and I'm not going to be surprised if it's the next year's SDCC exclusive.
Where's that prototype that was shown a few years ago?
That might be what's coming out, dude. With these crazy gimmick figures that they're doing, I mean, who knows where they're going to go next? I would love it if they made a Brooklyn Brawler, but like now, and we kind of touched on this in the Hasbro show just briefly, your mind starts to open up to all those crazy gimmicks, and you've said that you would love to see a Hakushi figure. I couldn't agree more, but they're not going that direction. They're not taking wrestlers serious with this. They want the crazy, stupid gimmicks that people were doing. This is a perfect example, and I love it. Am I going to buy it? Probably not, but am I going to grab it when I see it on the shelf and just admire the hell out of it? Absolutely, because they nailed him, dude. That looks like Shark through and through. I had to do a double take when I saw it. I was like, wait, that's Earthquake? Nope, that's Shark. Loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Now, over at Ringside Fest, they also put a belt with him.
Yes.
And it's the 1993 WCW World Title. It was a basic belt that was on his shoulder. Now, is he going to come with the WCW World Title, which wouldn't make sense? I don't know what they were doing there, or were they just showing off, hey, we got a design for another belt, so here you go.
Yeah, that's what I think, is that they were just showing it off and they just had to stick it on a WCW guy.
What'd you think of the basic belt?
Well, I thought it was cool. I love getting more WCW titles brought into the mix. I'm hoping that the tag belts come into effect at some point too. But hey, baby steps, I'm okay with that. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, it was a basic belt. I couldn't really admire it because it was too basic.
But any belt additions that we get, be it WCW, NWA, those are all wins in my book, dude. I'll take those any day of the week.
Walgreens exclusive, Maurice with the IC title. So this, I think, will be the third in the Walgreens exclusive Divas, or I shouldn't say Divas, women's division.
Yeah, Sasha, Becky, and then you're going to get Maurice.
Maurice is wearing a white, almost like singlet, but like a...
Her sexy white costume.
I like what you said better.
Yeah.
White sailor hat and the IC title, which is like, oh, okay, come on. Well, IC title, really?
Yeah, she was never IC champion.
Yeah. Yeah, give that to China.
I think it's a cool looking figure. I like it. I sent it to a buddy of mine and he was like, ugh, no. I was like, no, dude, I kind of dig it. I like it.
Wait, he didn't like it?
No. He thought it was bad. I thought it was awesome.
Did you just say, I don't like it, or was there more to it?
No, he didn't really care for the face on it.
Oh, okay.
But
I didn't think it was that bad.
No, I'm with you. I disagreed, and I think the figure's great looking.
So then this was also a WWE shop exclusive. Matt and Jeff Hardy, the old school looking figures. Matt looked awesome. I actually really dug the Matt. Jeff, he looked okay. I'll put it that way.
So what specific era? Like the Matt Hardy, I was thinking like 08, maybe? Like when he was feuding with MVP? Like it maybe looks like that era Matt Hardy?
No, it actually looked like a younger Matt. So going back, but Matt never had his hair pulled back like that.
When?
In that figure, because his hair's pulled back.
No, right. I noticed that. I know, and then he's wearing like camo pants, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking it was that 08 era Hardy, but I mean, I could be mistaken.
I don't know what era that was. I mean, they're cool. I mean, they're just cashing in on Matt and Jeff right now, but...
Well, they have to. I mean, the Hardys are huge. They have to pump out merch.
I guess I'll get them just because they're exclusive to Shop Zone.
Right, right. When you've got that exclusivity on it, it's, you know, that adds something.
Of course, how many figures are actually exclusive anymore?
Well, Ringside is definitely exclusive. Amazon, not so much, like you mentioned earlier with the Andre. Ringside pretty much is the one.
They'll have Matt and Jeff. This one I thought was random, but kind of cool. Wendy Richter.
Yes, and you're going to throw two more names behind her. And I'm reading that it's a three-pack that's going to come out, like a then, now, and forever set.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm reading, is that it's a three-pack. I don't have confirmed on that, but that's what I'm reading, is the next two names go in addition to the Wendi Richter, and it's going to be a three-pack. But, dude, how cool is that Wendi Richter? She even comes with the sunglasses. That is cool.
Yeah, I kind of dug it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if it wasn't part of that three-pack, I wouldn't buy it.
Dude, no, I would. I totally would. A Wendi Richter?
You would?
Oh, absolutely, dude. Absolutely. She was part of the first Screwjob. She's history, dude. She was at the first WrestleMania, won the title. That's an awesome figure. I totally dig it. They captured her really well too.
So if it is part of the three pack, here are the other two ladies. Sasha Banks, she has the Eddie Guerrero tights on that she wore at WrestleMania 32 that Bill showed off in the Ziploc bag last week. And sunglasses on the face yet again.
That covers it up. And by it, I mean the horrible scan.
Botched another one.
Yeah, hey. Good job there.
And then the other one was Lita. She was in the Rated R cutoff t-shirt. I kind of dug this. Her bangs, she had the red bangs, very reminiscent of her time with Edge.
She does not come with an inflatable air mattress, okay?
Damn it.
Or sheets.
Or a camera.
Right. Or an Edge doll in his boxers.
They also showed off the Walmart Elite exclusives. In this one, it will be Six, a.k.a. Sean Waltman, a.k.a. 123 Kid, in the NWO shirt with the six ball on the back. I dug that figure. He is in his black singlet with tights. It says Thug across the stomach area. I dig it. I'm getting it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool looking, dude.
Yokozuna, he will be in his black and white Japanese, what is that, like a jacket? I can't even say it. Sumo outfit?
Yeah, the sumo outfit.
I'm definitely getting that because I can never find the Elite 14?
Yeah.
Elite old school, Elite retro, Yokozuna.
Yep.
So I'm definitely grabbing that one.
Yeah, you haven't had many chances to get a Yokozuna figure. There was the one you just discussed. There was the Hall of Fame one. Those were pretty rare. They were tough to find. So now you get another shot at a Yokozuna. So if you see him, pick him up.
Ultimate Warrior, he's in his American outfit. He has the blue strap winged eagle title. He also comes with a scepter. Great touch.
Dude, this is the outfit. This is probably my favorite Ultimate Warrior outfit ever. Well, WrestleMania 6, it's close. This is a 1-in-1A situation again. This is the outfit he wore at the Royal Rumble 91 when he lost the belt to Sergeant Slaughter due to Macho King's interference. So he's got the scepter that was smashed over his head. It also comes with the little light fixture thing that Savage used to throw over his back and knock him down on the outside mm-hmm. of the ring. Amazing figure. It looks like the basic that was packaged with Cena in a battle pack, but 100 times better. The accessories, the figure, that it's an Elite, just everything about it is perfect. I'm probably going to buy two of these.
That's your favorite Warrior outfit?
It's up there with WrestleMania 6. It's 1-in-1A, dude. I don't know if I have a favorite. Both of those mean a lot. I was a huge Warrior fan growing up. Both of those mean a lot to me. I just remember those matches so vividly. I watched them so many times. And yeah, that's, man, if it's not 6, it's that one. And if it's not that one, it's 6. Those are my two favorite.
It's not SummerSlam 92 with the flesh-colored singlet?
How dare you, sir.
It's not that one?
How dare you.
That one was my favorite.
Don't start. I'll have you thrown out of here.
And the other Walmart exclusive was Gene Okerlund. I love this figure. I've already said it before on the podcast. I'm getting this.
So if you have an open collection, you've got to have a Mean Gene. You have to. How are you going to do backstage interview segments? You got to have Mean Gene.
Walmart basic exclusives. Rick Rude, and he was in his purple and black tights. You want to go into this one?
Picture the Rick Rude Hasbro, and Mattel put out a Rick Rude basic that looks exactly like it. It's awesome. I love it. I know you weren't a huge fan, Jeff, of the color combos on the tights. Or was that the LJN?
Oh, that was the LJN.
Okay, they totally captured. It's almost like another little love letter to Hasbro that they're putting out this basic Rick Rude. I'm totally buying it, dude.
Other Walmart basic exclusives is Sergeant Slaughter. Million Dollar Man, he'll be in his green suit. Cowboy Bob Orton, he'll have the cast. And Howard Finkel. Renderings that we saw of Howard, he was supposed to have the bow tie. In the one that was at Ringside Fest, he had the long tie. They need to put him in the bow tie because that was a Howard traditional look.
Yes, absolutely. And we don't know for sure or not, but that might be a Build-A-Figure. It might. Hey, let's not gloss over that $1 million man. That's yet another little love letter to Hasbro because he's in his green suit, a la that $1 million man in the green suit from the Hasbro line.
Did you see the face on that basic?
It's not great.
No, it's terrible.
It's not great. It's a basic, though. They've done better DiBiases, that's for sure. But I love that they've kind of just like thrown this little nod out to Hasbro with two of the basics that they're putting out in those Walmart series. And I love it, dude. I think it's great. And that Slaughter is from like WrestleMania 7 when he was fighting with Hogan. And yeah, Cowboy Bob looks cool. Howard Finkel, like I said, could be a Build-A-Figure, but they definitely need to put him in the bow tie.
Yep, Cowboy Bob Orton will be in his blue trunks. Howard Finkel has a black suit on. Million Dollar Man, I like the outfit, just did not like the face.
Yeah, no, it's kind of a miss. I was like all about it at first, and then the more I kind of looked at it, I'm like, I don't know about that face. It could be retooled. We'll see. Yep. I just love that they did the Rick Rude and the Million Dollar Man in kind of like the Hasbro costumes. I totally dig that.
So you getting those to pop those open?
Probably not the Million Dollar Man. I would prefer to get either the, I said it last week. Oh, the entrance grate?
Mm-hmm.
But Rick Rude for sure is getting bought and getting opened.
Target NXT exclusives are going to be continuing. Bobby Roode, he will be in Elite body, which I said before, he looked weird on a basic body, but he looks better on an Elite body. He will be coming with the updated NXT title, heavyweight title, I should say. Now, this is kind of funny. They're doing an original Rusev. Now, if you go back, 2013, 2012?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Rusev used to wear this long brown, I don't even want to call it a skirt. It was like what would you even call that?
A towel?
I guess so.
I don't know what it was, dude.
But his hair's in his face. It's the original Rusev look.
Yeah, it's short hair.
Yeah, I know what they were going for. I know what look they were going for. I just don't like it.
And no, I don't either. This is going to be for like the hardcore NXT collector or somebody that wants all of the NXT figures moving forward. I thought that they captured it. They did well, but it's not coming home with me.
I agree with you. They also had an original Roman Reigns. So Roman Reigns' original look. It's just him, shorter tattoo, NXT shirt.
And trunks. He's in trunks, not long pants. He's in trunks.
Oh, good call.
And some people were confusing him with Adam Cole.
Okay, did you do the same thing I did and I thought it was Adam Cole?
Yes, I did at first. When I saw the smaller picture on Twitter, I was like, oh, they're putting out an Adam Cole. And then I zoomed in. I'm like, oh, that's Roman Reigns. But at a glance on a smaller picture, it can be confused with Adam Cole. To go back to Rusev real quick, it comes with a board that you can break in half.
Oh, that's right.
That's the accessory that comes with them.
That's right. They also showed off a basic Roderick Strong, which, cool.
Yeah, it looks good. It's okay.
Roddy's first figure. And then I'm saying this right now. This is the best figure they showed at Ringside Fest. Ember Moon.
Yeah, I agree with you.
This is the best figure they showed. She comes with a black jacket. She's got that thing over her mouth. Perfect figure. I'm saying that now. I was in awe of that figure when they showed the renderings. I was hoping it stayed true. It did. Great job on that figure.
Yeah, just my hope is that when you take that piece that's over the mouth off, that it's not like, oh, man. Okay, this is why they put sunglasses on Sasha. Like, I hope that they've got the face really well, at least from the renderings I thought that they did. But even if it's packaged the way that they showed it, perfect figure. Absolutely perfect figure. I can't wait till Ember Moon comes out.
What do you think of this Target NXT exclusives?
I hope that they keep going.
Well, what do you think of this particular...
Oh, this particular set? I'm going to say that it's actually stronger. Well, see, I wasn't a big fan of Aerie. I think name-wise is going to be stronger than what Series 1 was, but maybe not stronger than what Series 2 was. I think Series 2 was the strongest name-wise that they had because you had the Revival, Shinsuke, and Asuka. Those are four of the biggest names NXT has had. This one might come in second. You got Reigns, you got Bobby Roode, you got Ember, and you've got that original Rusev. Series 1, we had Seth, we had Bayley. The Austin Aries and the No Way Jose, though, kind of brought that line down a little bit. Not No Way Jose's quality, but just the name value. You know what I mean? Austin Aries, same. But the figure was really bad on Austin Aries.
Yeah.
So overall, I would put this set second behind Series 2, and then Series 1 would rank third for me. I do really like this series a lot. But I just question that inclusion of Rusev. People were confusing him with Dean Ambrose at first, the way that his hair was styled.
Uh-huh.
Which, I could see it at a glance on a smaller picture. Like, what the hell is going on with that Dean figure? I just see him warming pegs. I don't think people are going to pick him up. It looks nothing like Rusev now, mainly because of the shorter hair and, like you mentioned, that brown wrap that he's wearing.
Uh-huh.
I don't see that figure getting a lot of love, dude.
I can see that. I agree with you. Reigns will be picked up just because it's Reigns, but I can see that one sitting there for a little bit.
Because it's different. It's not Roman Reigns in his flak jacket and his long pants. It's Roman Reigns from when he was in NXT. You know, he's got trunks on and a basic NXT shirt. You know, but really the Ember and the Bobby Roode are your big home run hitters in this set.
Then they had a line called Target Hall of Champions. It's not Hall of Fame. It's Hall of Champions.
Right. And there's a reason for that.
The first figure I'm going to name is Eddie Guerrero. He'll be in his white singlet with tights, and he will come with the Cruiserweight Championship. He also comes with that little plastic piece that you can hook onto the ring, have it pretend like he's flying. That figure will be coming home with me.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And then, my opinion, probably the second best figure shown at Ringside Fest, Ministry Undertaker. And he comes with the tag title. I love this figure.
They did a really good job.
This is his best figure since that defining moment.
And you know what's funny is he hates the Ministry gimmick. Undertaker does. But man, most of the Ministry figures they've done of the Undertaker are some of his best.
Uh-huh.
They can just nail that gimmick, dude. And Mattel is no different. They absolutely nailed that Undertaker. And he's packaged with a World Tag Team title.
The other Target Hall of Champion is Rikishi. He'll be coming with the IC title.
Yep.
Passing on that one.
Me too. I'm going to pass on Rikishi. I liked him back in the day. I just wasn't a huge fan of his. However, if you're going to a signing that Rikishi's going to be at, this would be an excellent figure to pick up and take to get signed.
Yeah, if you don't have his original Elite, this would be a good figure. He's supposed to come with that black outfit, or I don't want to call it jacket, like robe that he used to come out.
Right. So yeah, like Jeff said, if you don't have a Rikishi figure, this is a good one to add to the collection. I like the name Hall of Champions. They're all packaged with world titles or with championship belts or titles. And I really dig that. I think that's cool because a lot of people out there like the Elite style belts, which these comes with.
They had to change the name because of Target Tito.
Right, exactly.
They couldn't call the Hell of Fame series anymore. They're like, ah, Target Tito's ruined that one.
Nobody's going to buy that set anymore. Here's my hope, dude, is that the first two-pack of Hall of Champions is the Rock and Roll Express with the NWA tag titles.
Fingers crossed. Then they, what they called WWE Elite Multipacks. Now, originally we heard, and it's Matt and Jeff Hardy with a messload of ladders, we heard that this was supposed to be an epic moment. But at Ringside Fest, it looked like it was a bar. It was almost like the bar you see at PWG. But it was a bar, and they had all the figures set up, and they had these little white place cards in front of what each series was. And this was called WWE Elite Multipacks. Now, I thought this was supposed to be called, this was supposed to be the second epic moment.
Right.
So it's epic moment. Why didn't he call it epic moment? Or on the
It still could be. I mean, those were just like little handwritten place cards. So it still could be called that. My other thing with this is that I thought they were supposed to have the tag titles with them.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah, but they were not shown with the tag titles, so I guess that's still up in the air. But yeah, it's a bunch of ladders that come with them, but they absolutely captured the Hardys perfectly in this set for that WrestleMania moment.
Yep, WrestleMania 33 this past year.
Yep.
Probably one of the loudest ovations I have ever heard in my life.
One of the loudest I've ever even heard on TV, dude. That was a mega pop.
Dude, that was an insane pop.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
WrestleMania 34 Elite. We've gone over this before. Randy Orton will be coming with a heavyweight title. He also has that cutoff jacket sleeve thing that he wears. Brutus Beefcake, he is in Hogan's red and yellow, riding his coattails.
WrestleMania 9, Brutus Beefcake.
Yes, thank you. WrestleMania 9. He comes with shears.
And a face mask.
And the face mask, yes. It's going to be a face-off.
Will you stop?
Kevin Owens, he will be in his KO Mania 2 shirt. He will come with the U.S. title. And John Cena, he'll be in his WrestleMania 23 outfit. Two figures I'm getting out of this, the Beefcake and the Kevin Owens.
I'm going KO and probably Cena on this. I think that Cena is awesome. Cool throwback to WrestleMania 23. I love the outfit. Kevin Owens is wearing a KO Mania shirt, so of course I have to get that. If you don't have an Elite Orton, this is one you might want to take a look at. I love that he's packaged with that jacket, that cutoff jacket that he, or cutoff hoodie that he wears.
Uh-huh.
But all around, dude, Beefcake is a pass for me. It's just, if he was packaged with Hogan and it was their WrestleMania 9 get-up and Hogan had the black eye, I think that'd be cool. But just Beefcake by himself, that one just doesn't do much for me.
Did I tell you what Orton did at Oakland?
Gave Hogan a black eye?
No. Well, that too. At Oakland in the SmackDown show? Did I tell you what happened?
You might have. I probably forgot, though. I'm very old.
So Orton wrestled Aiden English on SmackDown about a month and a half ago. And it went like two segments or something. Anyways, the arena goes dark and they go up to the board and somebody's interviewing Jinder Mahal in the back. As Orton's walking to the back, he looks up and he sees Jinder Mahal being interviewed and he throws up the double birds to Jinder.
Nice.
I was like,
staying in character.
I was like, damn it, why didn't I have my phone out when he did that? I was like, ah.
That's cool.
He gives zero Fs.
Yeah, zero. He doesn't need to. He's a made guy.
Entrance greats. So they showed off Kurt Angle. The stand is cool. It will be coming with a stand. It's pretty cool. As I said, these will be in elite style. But then they showed off Jeff Hardy for the second one. This is going to be reminiscent of Series 1 Elite Jeff Hardy. Now, the prototype has been sold many, many times. There are a handful out there of Series 1 prototype Jeff Hardy. He has the green face paint on.
Yep.
I don't even know how many of that are out there in the world, the Series 1.
Not a lot, which is why it gets so much money.
So they're going to be re-releasing, I won't say re-releasing, but updating that Series 1, I should say, for the for the entrance grate.
Yeah, it kind of had like a Frankenstein face paint on it.
Yeah, kudos to them for re-releasing that Series 1, basically.
Yeah, for everybody that lamented that the fact that it didn't come out, now you get to purchase it.
That Series 1, Jeff Hardy, goes for so much money on the secondary market.
It's ridiculous, dude. It is ridiculous. It is almost the holy grail of Mattel's, if not the holy grail of Mattel's.
I think it is, actually.
Yeah.
I can't think of another one that's the holy grail.
Yeah, that's got to be the one. But yeah, here's your chance to finally get it, or at least a version of it.
Now, in your opinion, do you think that will devalue the Series 1 that people have purchased?
Not at all. No way. No way. Those are so unique. They're in the Series 1 packaging. This is a completely separate series, not to compete with that one. No, it will not devalue it at all.
Then they showed sneak peeks. I don't know which series these are in. They showed off Dude Love. We finally get a Dude Love figure.
Finally get a Dude Love.
They showed off Mark Henry's sexual chocolate.
Yes. Okay.
Passing on that one.
Yes, that's a firm pass. But the one you're about to announce might.
I'm hoping that Mark Henry comes with a hand.
You had to throw that joke in, didn't you?
I had to.
You made me pause to give the next figure a proper buildup, to say that you hope that the Mark figure comes with a hand.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. No, I was just clarifying that that's what you just did. The next figure is the one that I'm the most excited about out of all the figures that they showed.
And which one is it, Scott?
Bobby Heenan in black slacks and his black jacket that has the big red star on the back that says Bobby Heenan on it.
How great is that figure?
Dude, I saw it. And I mean, I didn't start crying or anything, but it got me emotional, like emotional happy, like super, super happy that there's a new Heenan coming out and they got that era Heenan that's like an 88, 89 Heenan in his black jacket and the black pants, just perfect Bobby Heenan. I cannot wait until that figure comes out. I guarantee I'm buying two. I'm putting one up on the wall and one's getting opened.
It'd be cool if he came with a neck brace.
That would make it even better.
Yeah.
If he came with the neck brace. Tossed around the ring, he's injured, you throw the neck brace on him. I love it, dude. That is so great they're making another Heenan. That makes me so happy.
Dude Love, he's in his all blue, I should say, in tie-dye. So many Mick Foley character-based figures.
Yes. And the Mark Henry is in the black with the like the gold writing on it.
That Bobby Heenan is fantastic. I don't know what series that's going to be in. I don't know Elite. I don't know if it's exclusive. But whatever it is, it's a must-have.
Yeah, I don't care who has it, if it's an exclusive, if it's going to be a mass release. Either way, I'm getting two. And I cannot wait to have it in hand, dude. What a great figure that is. That's the one I was probably the most excited about. Or I should say, that's the one that got the biggest reaction. Action out of me. It just made me happy, dude, to see a new Heenan figure.
After all that, FTC had their they had a little bit of a reveal. They showed off the prototype of Evilise. The prototype makes Ivelisse look better. I don't know what it is from the pictures before to the pictures now. The face on it looks a little bit better when it's all complete in one. So I'm pretty stoked for that figure.
Yeah, it's a good looking figure, dude. If you're a fan of Ivelisse from Lucha Underground, definitely scoop that one up. She's been getting a lot of kudos on Twitter and Facebook too.
So I've seen this past picture and the originals, I've changed my mind on it. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, that's good right there. And I'm glad she's getting a lot of love. She deserves it.
Kind of makes me wish that FTC would sculpt Sasha's face. Oh, can we backtrack real quick to the three-pack of women?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Or I should say the supposed three-pack. It's what I'm reading, and I think that it's a lock for that WWE shop exclusive. If I had to guess, it's going to be a Then Now Forever. And I forgot to mention this when we were discussing them. I'm sure we can all figure out who the Then Now and Forever is, right?
Yes, obviously.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I just wanted to backtrack on that one a little bit and say I don't know for sure, but rumblings are it's going to be a three-pack.
I do like that Lita. I think that Lita's good. They nailed that first Alita, Elite 41. That Elite 41 where she came with the yellow top and the...
Yeah.
That one is fantastic. This one, by the pictures, looks great.
Yeah, if you've got a loose edge, this Lita is going to look perfect next to it. Loose
edge.
Alrighty.
Scott, we are going to put off nostalgia till next week.
Yes, we'll move the Unmatched Furies to next week, Series 1.
But speaking of the Godfather's hat, we are going to play that tonight along with a listener email and a listener audio question. So I think we should get into that, Scott.
Let's do it. Come get on the train.
Crippin' ain't easy. Scott, we did receive an audio question. This audio question comes from Michael Grid. Let's see what Michael's got to say.
Hi, Scott and Jeff at Fully Posable. This is Michael Grid on Twitter, at Michael Grid. And my question for you this week is an audio question. And I wanted to ask if you guys had any of the Jack's box sets that came out from the Bone Crunching series with the Buried Alive set and the exclusive Executioner to the motorcycle sets or the sets like Team Extreme or the Razor's Edge, it was called. Did you guys collect any of those? And I know you haven't talked about it on the show. Maybe you guys could run down the list of those box sets that were exclusive to different stores and made for great toy spotting. Thanks.
Scott, what you got for Michael?
You know, I do remember chasing down quite a few of those, especially the early ones, the Jax box set. The one I remember chasing the most easily for me was that Three Faces of Foley. And that one I remember being exclusive to KB Toys. So you got your Mankind, you got Cactus Jack, and you got Dude Love. And you got all three figures in a box. And it was so awesome. I remember finding it. I do remember also getting the Buried Alive set. And I remember finding that one at KB in Stone Ridge. Like Michael mentioned, that did come with an exclusive Executioner figure that you could only get in that set. And I remember the Survivor Series set that came with Ultimate Warrior in an alternate costume than what he was packaged in Series 2 with. And it was a green costume that he was packaged in. I want to say it was with, I remember Bret Hart and Goldust being in that one. And the other one might have been British Bulldog. I remember Warrior, Goldust, and Bret.
Razor?
I don't remember if it was Razor or not. I don't remember who was the fourth person in that set. But I bought that one just because the Ultimate Warrior and the repaint was in it. I remember Toys R Us had one that was DX. Or no, it wasn't DX. It was the New Age Outlaws and Stone Cold and The Rock. And they were all redos of their figures. They weren't repaints. They weren't re-releases. They were actual, like, new figures. And they all came with belts. I want to say The Rock was with the IC belt. Stone Cold was with the heavyweight. And the Outlaws were packaged with the tag belts. And that one, I believe, was a Toys R Us exclusive. I chased that one down pretty heavy because I had to have all four of those figures because they were new. Those are the ones that I remember, but that was early on. And then a little bit later, Kmart, I think it was, had that Team Extreme three pack that was Lita, Jeff, and Matt. And that was a cool set.
I love that set. I had to have that one, dude. I think I bought two of those, to be honest.
Did you open one?
No.
Oh, you kept them both in the package?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice. That was a cool set, dude.
That was a sick set, dude. I love that one.
Yeah, Jax did some really, really good box sets. I mean, they did a ton of them. I mean, a lot of box sets. I can't remember all of them. I chased most of them, especially like pre-2003 is when I got most of those. But like the Bone Crunchers is when they released a ton of those. And that Three Faces of Foley, I remember very well tracking that one down. I just remember being super excited when I found it.
I remember the first one with Warrior Brett Goldust, and I want to say that fourth one was Razor.
It might have been. I thought it was Bulldog. Of course, we'll go on to Google after this and figure it out. But yeah, I remember that one too. I think I found that one at Target.
I saw it at KB, Target, Toys R Us. It was all over the place for me.
Yeah, I don't think it was an exclusive, but I remember finding that one at Target and being like super excited because I had to have that Warrior repaint.
Well, in the Jax Classic, they had three packs.
Oh, yeah, and of course, everybody was chasing those down.
Oh, especially the Three Faces of Undertaker?
Never even saw it in the store.
Never did. It wasn't until we went to that big-time wrestling show.
Yep, although I wish I could go back and get that three-pack of Demolition and just open it. That's a cool set.
No, don't open it. Stop opening figures, dude.
I'm the voice of our loose community.
The voice of the voiceless?
Exactly.
So thank you, Michael, for sending that in. Scott, we did get one question from Josh Thompson in our fullyposablewfp@gmail.com email. It says, hey guys, if Mattel could bring back one now defunct retired series by Jax, what would you guys like it to be? In my opinion, I wouldn't mind seeing Mini Aggression come back. I always thought they were cool and great for anyone to set up a mini arena anywhere. I also wouldn't mind seeing another classic wrestling series. I know we already have a Hall of Fame and the flashbacks that appear here and there in a line, but I wouldn't mind a series not only dedicated to old wrestlers, but also including some obscure wrestlers we haven't seen figures of, such as Max Moon and Captain Lou. Your thoughts?
Man, everybody, I think, if Jax could bring back one, it would be Classic Superstars, right?
That would be my opinion.
Yeah, that's the one for me, dude. I would love it, especially with the roster that Mattel has now, and it was strictly limited to like old-timer wrestlers. Like, that would just be amazing. We could basically get like every incarnation of Macho Man, like way back to like, you know, his Fighting Jerry Lawler days. Shoot, we could probably get a Macho Man in a St. Louis Cardinals uniform. You know, with the roster that they have, they could just go crazy with it. So yeah, if I had a wish, that would bring back the Classic Superstars.
I like the Deluxe Classics. I was always a fan of the Deluxe Classics.
Agree. There was just something a little extra. It was like an elite version of the Classic Superstar.
Yeah. I don't know, it popped more than the Classic Superstar. I mean, the Classic Superstars line will always be legendary and will always be one of our favorites. But there was something about the Deluxe Classic, from the packaging to the way the guys looked. I just love the Deluxe Classics.
Yeah, I agree. I think Unmatched Fury would be another one I would like to see Mattel take a stab at.
I was just about to say that.
I think they can do a pretty good job with some of those. But, I mean, overall, Jax was what it was. But I really hand it to Mattel with the product that they're putting out and the names that they have that they can release figures of. Of course, we're not always 100% thrilled with the names that they choose or, you know, some of the sculpts that they put out. But dude, the roster that they can produce is amazing. So I hope Mattel keeps it going for a while and we're not sitting here wishing, oh, I wish Jax was back in the game. And, you know, I think Mattel moving forward is going to give us a lot of names that we've been hopeful for a long time.
Yeah, Mattel's done good. I mean, we do complain about some stuff, but I mean, overall, I mean, they're doing well. We've said this before. You and I have a soft spot in our heart for Jax.
Oh, for sure.
And we always have Jax up there as one of our best lines ever by a toy maker.
For sure.
I know everybody's like, oh, Jax sucked, Jax sucked. Well, you weren't saying Jax sucked when Jax was putting out WWE figures.
Right. No, of course, we were all still buying them.
But that's the thing, is Mattel has done good. They have more technology now to work with. I mean, in the early 2000s, Jax was doing amazing stuff. They were the first ones to introduce that face scan technology.
Yeah, that was a huge game changer, dude. I remember when they introduced that, it was night and day compared to the figures that they were producing up until that point.
Yeah.
Just night and day. It was to the point where you wanted to buy every single figure in every single line that had that real scan technology. They looked amazing.
And
nobody was doing anything like that.
Jax lost the line 8 years ago, so I hope Mattel is doing better with the technology that they have.
Yeah, and the list of names that they can do. And it really sucks that those lawsuits are kind of gumming up the works a little bit on guys that we could be getting.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, over the next 10 years, I don't know how much longer Mattel's going to be doing this, but dude, the roster that they have access to is just phenomenal. So I'm hoping that, you know, once all those lawsuits are settled, we get even more old-time figures coming in.
Yep.
Because I really want more Demolition figures. I'm just going to be honest. And Josh also mentioned about obscure wrestlers. Going back to Mattel again, I think that they're starting to do that with some of these exclusives. I mean, Shockmaster, Shark, Virgil with that convention sign, Isaac Yankum,
Berserker,
they're good call. Warlord in a singles gimmick. They're starting to hit on some of those that you're talking about. I'm really, really hopeful that we do get a Captain Lou figure. It's been way too long since we've had one, and we need a Captain Lou. So I agree with you on that. It would not surprise me to see like a Aldo Montoya. It wouldn't surprise me to see a Max Moon. It wouldn't surprise me to see like an Orient Express. I mean, at this point, with the obscure names that they're starting to pull out of their hat, who knows where it's going to go? You know, so your wish actually might be granted, Josh. They might start coming out with some of those figures.
Let's go Beverly Brothers.
It could happen. And did you happen to see on Raw that somebody had a sign that says, "Where's Techno Team 2000?
What?
Were you at Raw, dude?
I haven't had a chance to watch Raw yet. The World Series has been taking up my time.
I think it was within like the first 30, 35 minutes of the show. It was somebody sitting by ringside, held up a sign that says, "Where's Techno Team 2000? I was like, that's Jeff. Nobody else but Jeff takes a sign like that to Raw.
No, dude, but that's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, when you go back and watch, dude, watch. It's on hard camera side. You're going to lose it.
That's great. That's great. So, Josh, thank you for sending in your question. Scott, we are going to play the Godfather's hat this week.
Yeah, dip into that thing. Let's see who we get.
All right. Six names. Names are being shuffled. There are six figures, one on each piece of paper.
Any moisture in that hat, Jeff?
A lot of shame. A lot of other fluids, but nothing, no sweat.
By fluids, you mean like hairspray, right?
Yep, exactly. Aquanet.
Yep, right.
All right, Scott, the Godfather's hat this week has produced one name. Actually, it's produced two names.
What? This is a first?
We're going to talk about Doom Galoobs.
Oh.
What is there to say that hasn't been said before?
Yeah, we've pretty much hammered those things. Here's the gist of why we lament the Galoob Doom set. Doom were awesome. Doom were originally packaged or sent out with Woman.
Mm-hmm.
They wore black masks, black tights, black boots, and it was a couple of really, really muscular black dudes. Now, apparently I'm an idiot because I never knew that it was Ron Simmons and Butch Reed under the masks. Everybody was like, oh, everybody knew who they were. No, actually I didn't at 14 years old or 15 years old have any idea that it was Butch Reed and Ron Simmons. Had I known that, I would have liked them even more. They're pretty much a jobber tag team. They put a lot of guys over. But then they lost their masks in a match against, I believe it was the Steiners, and they took on Teddy Long as their manager. And that's when everything started to turn. When they actually became Butch Reed and Ron Simmons Doom, with Teddy Long as their manager, they became World Tag Team Champions. One of my favorite tag team matches of all time is that Starrcade 91 match that had, or Starrcade 90, that was Doom against Barry Windham and Arn Anderson in a street fight. Barry and Arn were the faces. Doom were the heels. And they beat the crap out of each other. And Doom was awesome. I mean, a couple of muscular dudes like that as your tag team champions, really athletic guys, they were amazing. So you would think that when you got Doom figures, they would be these cool little muscular guys that you could just throw your other figures around with. And while they were, They were wearing sweatpants and white tennis shoes.
So the backstory to the tennis shoes and or white tennis shoes and blue sweatpants is there was a street fight in Chicago, and Marty DeRosa has clued us in on this. The people were doing test shots in the back, not only for cards, because they were producing WCW cards, not Galoo, but there was a camera crew backstage also doing baseball type cards. But the people from Galoob were back there doing test shots, and they did test shots of the Four Horsemen. They did test shots of Sting, but they also did test shots of Doom, who had a street fight that night and decided to wear white tennis shoes and blue sweatpants.
And that became their action figures.
Yes. You don't think that somebody in quality would watch the product and go, hey, guys, I'm looking at their show and these guys are a couple of badasses that are coming down in black tights and just wrecking shop. Why are they wearing blue sweatpants? You think somebody would have caught that throughout the way, you know?
I just remember being so disappointed, dude, when I saw these on the pegs.
Well, you talked about earlier, you know, Lasso and Bill and holding up a Sasha Banks figure and saying, look at this. You want to lasso somebody at Galoob and go, what the hell?
Yeah, really, sweatpants? This is what you put out? Like, nobody watched WCW on television just to maybe check and see if all of their stuff was legit? Everybody else in that line came out perfect. And it's funny because they all look exactly like those test shots from that Chicago show.
Yep.
And unfortunately, Doom look exactly like their test shots from that Chicago show, and they're wearing blue sweatpants, white tennis shoes, and that's their action figures. It looks like Doom is ready for the gym. Like, Doom is ready to go on like a 5K or something. Doom is not ready to wrestle in the ring.
Now, their poses were good, because Galoobs were like mini LJNs. Their poses were good.
Yes.
They got the faces, but yep. But the sweatpants just throw it off. Like, obviously it's throwing it off because we're still complaining about it 25, 26 years later.
Yeah, Ron Simmons was kind of in the same pose as Ravishing Rick Rude from the Hasbro Series 1.
Yep.
And Butch Reed was in almost like a body slam pose where he had one arm, his right arm was cocked up, and his left arm was kind of down a little bit so you could do a perfect body slam with him, or a power slam or a clothesline, all that work. Great poses. Really could have beat the crap out of most of my figures had they not been wearing sweatpants. So that alone made me not use Doom all that much. It was such a huge disappointment because they didn't look anything like Doom that you saw every Saturday on television, you know, or every Clash of Champions. Doom just tearing it up in the ring with the black tights and the black boots, just kind of a letdown. It's like if they released, like, I don't know, like a John Cena figure and he's wearing like a tap out shirt and tap out shorts and tennis shoes. It's like, I don't want to wrestle with this. I want to take him to the gym.
It's like if they put John Cena in Zubas.
Oh, actually, that would be cool, dude.
What?
If they released an LOD set or a Road Warrior set in their Zubas, I would actually be all over that. Actually, if Doom were wearing Zubas, that would make them the coolest tag team figures of all time. Wait, are you telling me you didn't like Zubas?
No, I had a pair of Zubas. I had a pair of Buffalo Bills Zubas.
Mark.
I don't know if that qualifies, but...
NFL Mark.
But, okay, the Road Warriors wearing Zubas, okay, yeah, that would be cool. Cena wearing Zubas? Because he wore that one match, and I can't remember which country he wore that in, but there is a picture roaming around where he wore San Francisco 49ers Zubas.
You know, I'm not a very cool person, but if I put on a pair of Zubas, I'm instantly cool, dude. Zubas were amazing. Yes, they were. You can't argue it, dude. Zubas were amazing.
I wouldn't go amazing. That's really putting them over.
They were to men what yoga pants are now to women.
Okay, now you're just going over the top.
No, I'm not. Zubas were awesome, dude.
Any hoot?
Any hoot? Doom, to finish up on Doom, it's just a big letdown, but at the same time, it really whets your appetite for better Doom figures, which is why I'm really hopeful. I don't know the status of Ron Simmons or Butch Reed. Just really hopeful that Mattel can do Doom justice one day, because they haven't been released since as a tag team.
Yep.
We've had an individual Ron Simmons figure in his WCW gear from when he was world champion, but we've never had Doom as a tag team. To be honest, there haven't been many Butch Reed figures either. So hopefully one of these days Mattel can put out a Doom set. If they come with removable masks like the Killer Bees Jax Classic Superstars did, even better. You want to put Teddy Long with them? Even better.
Make it happen.
Please, Mattel, Bill, whoever, please make it happen. Doom needs new figures.
If they get the rights to Butch Reed, he might pull the trigger on that one and go for it.
Dude, could you imagine if they did get Butch Reed? They could do the natural Butch Reed from WrestleMania 4 also.
Uh-huh.
That would be sweet. That's an LJN that should have come out.
Oh, good call.
Yeah, that's an LJN that should have been released, natural Butch Reed. It's a shame that it didn't, that we got Outback Jack and Ted Arcidi instead.
Good call, dude. Good call.
Yeah, Butch Reed should have been LJN.
Scott, that rounds out the Godfather's hat. Do you want to express feelings on anything?
Let's see. What do I have to express feelings on? No, not really, dude. I think I'm good this week. Nothing really to gripe about. Thankful that we had a great Halloween. I was a 80s rocker at the party that we went to on Saturday night. My wife did my eyeliner, which was amazing. I had, if you've ever seen a picture of Nikki Sixx from old Motley Crue days, I had the eye black under both eyes. I had a huge rocker wig on, Iron Maiden cutoff shirt, I should say. I had bandanas tied all over myself. I had blue tights on. Yes, actual tights, like wrestling tights. Oh. I wore my Kiss high tops. I packaged a sock strategically. If you get my drift.
You were hitting people like Homie the Clown. I see what you're saying.
Exactly. Pretty cool costume. And then, of course, to take the kids out trick-or-treating last night, I wore my Kevin Owens outfit because I actually had a request to dress up for last night. So I was like, I'll just throw on the old Kevin Owens garb. So my KO shorts, my KO cutoff shirt, had a pair of my wife's leggings on underneath, but we're not going to discuss that. And a pair of my black shoes to look like boots. You know, the leggings were to look like the kick pads underneath.
I see what you're going for.
Yes. So I was Kevin Owens last night, but it's not as good as the CM Punk costume that I wore last year. Actually, one of the moms that we went out trick-or-treating with expressed dissatisfaction that I did not wear the CM Punk costume again because it was that good.
It's cool. Everybody thought, because when you and I were working in the same building, everybody thought you were half naked.
Yes, that I was only wearing wrestling underwear, kick pads, and shoes.
That year, you were CM Punk and I was Eric Rowan.
Yes, that was awesome.
Yes.
That was almost as good as the year I was the Iron Sheik and you were the Shockmaster, complete with glittery helmet.
I love that picture. It was great. It was so awesome, dude.
But yeah, I just want to say I was thankful we had a great Halloween. Peyton got a ton of candy. Alana got to hang out with some friends. My wife looked totally hot. So it was a good Halloween. Lots of fun. No issues with wrestling this week. It's all good. Love WWE. That's pretty much it, dude. No gripes. It's all good.
So I'm about to lose you, but watched New Japan World this past week, and there was a 6-man tag. It was Trent.
Will Rocky Romero?
No, it was Trent. Oh, I love the Japanese announcer, because when he says Will Ospreay, he goes, Will Ospreay. I love
it.
He
throws like an extra vowel in there.
But dude, that's the great thing about the Japanese announcer. I don't know what he's saying, but the way he announces the names, it's like, oh, that's the way a ring announcer should be. That is great. But anyways, it was a 6-man tag, and I forget who their partner was, but they took on Bullet Club members Marty Scurll, Chase Owens, and Kenny Omega. Did you see this by any chance?
Is this where Scurll was Aladdin and Omega was Jasmine?
Yes.
Okay. I've only seen when they walked out to the ring, and as soon as I saw Omega dressed as Princess Jasmine, I stopped watching.
Oh, dude. It was so great. Skrull had a towel, but that was supposed to be the magic carpet.
The magic carpet. Oh, my gosh.
So Trent took a slam, and Skrull went to jump, but Omega jumped on his back. And it was like they were flying together on the magic carpet. Okay, wait. PWG does stuff like this all the time. But if New Japan does it, why do you say, oh my gosh?
I said that when I saw the PWG stuff too. And I loved it. I thought it was awesome. I have to go watch it, I guess.
So the best part is Omega has Will Ospreay. And he goes, Abu! And so Marty Scurll puts his boot up, because you know how in tag team matches they'll slam each other's head into a boot or something. He goes, no, yes. A boo. So he grabbed the monkey boo and he put it up on the turnbuckle, and he grabs Will Ospreay and he slams his head into a boo at the turnbuckle, and he sells it like he just got stepped on a landmine and got blasted 4 feet back, dude.
Oh, no.
Dude.
Off of a monkey?
He It was great, dude. I loved every minute of it. It was great comedy. It was a great way to break up the show. It was just awesome. Another thing is I saw this video. It's called The Fall and Rise of Naito.
Okay.
For everyone who watches New Japan, and I know there are just the WWE diehards that refuse to watch other things. Not saying names, Brandon. But
will you stop?
Or Scott.
Okay, this is true.
Watch that video. It kind of breaks him down throughout the years to where he is now, to the reason where he is now facing Okada at Wrestle Kingdom. Fantastic video. The guy's on YouTube, his name is Showbuckle, but he did a great job of breaking that video down, and I wanted to give that guy a quick plug and a quick shout out because of how well done that video was. It is a long video. It's 17 minutes, but it goes by like it's 10 minutes. So I know I lost you.
I'm sorry, what? I was sleeping.
Yeah,
I
know.
Apologize.
But I'll bring you back because I'm going to tell you to go to whatamaneuver.net and pick up 2 t-shirts, Scott. Pick up the Fully Posable Goes Retro and Fully Posable Classically Jacked t-shirts because that helps support our show.
I'm going to do that.
You're going to do that?
I'm going to do that. I need the Classically Jacked shirt.
I want you to do that.
I'm going
to
do that.
I think that's a good Christmas gift.
Agree to myself. Yes. I'm going to do that.
You can also pick up the hashtag Fig Life pin and t-shirt combo for $20, or if you just want the pin, that's $10. You can also follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Snapchat, and the Book of Faces at Fully Posable, Instagram, Fully Posable, WFP. You can go back and listen to any of our past podcasts, FullyPosablePodcast.com, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast from. Please write a review on iTunes like Mike the Cleaner did over a year ago. Thank you, Mike, for doing that. And you can send us any audio questions like Michael Grid or any questions at all like Josh Thompson did to FullyPosableWFP@gmail.com. Scott, episode 94 is in the books.
It is. I actually had my radio at the ready, like Kurt Angle, watching for SmackDown to show up, that in case you went off the rails again this week, I was going to get on the radio and go, it's happening, it's happening, it's happening. But alas, you did a very fantastic job on the outro this week, sir. Well done.
Thank you very much, kind sir.
Absolutely. And episode 94 is in the books.
Scott, anything else?
Happy toy hunting.
Also want to give a quick thank you to Chris and Breaker for tagging along on that Hasbro show. It was such a great time. Thank you guys for doing that.
Thanks, guys.
Hashtag Fig Life. Adios.